It's the court case everybody is following, or should I just say all eyes are on. And it's not even a court case. It's just
it's playing out functionally like that.
Exactly like this. This is regarding, of course, the former lacrosse chancellor, Joe Gau.
Lucky guy. That's all I'll say.
Right?
Otherwise known as...
Porny McChancellor.
Although we have gotten some other names suggested on the old text line. Someone suggested Professor Porno.
Okay. Judges will also accept that.
Because he wants to return to class. Hasn't taught in almost 20 years, but he wants to teach again.
To do the kind of work that you do, you know, you got to be in great shape and have a lot of stamina.
So here's what's interesting about this. So he's been removed as the lacrosse chancellor because of the pornographic videos that he and his wife made that they posted online. Now he wants to remain a tenured faculty member.
Yes, so he's still currently on the payroll.
Yes, he wants to teach. So they're having this two-day disciplinary hearing on this matter, and it's very similar to a court case. There's opening statements. There's witnesses. There is cross-examination. There's going to be closing statements later today, likely, so Gau can call people, quote-unquote, to the stand.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder on our show.
He's not calling porn stars to the stand.
Stop it. He is expected to bring the interim chancellor back to the stand to do these. These two had a back and forth today or yesterday. We'll get to that in a second. But first, a couple of things. Here's what Gau told us. Earlier this week, we had him on Wisconsin's Morning News. He says that he and his wife haven't posted any videos since last summer. But he admitted, can't rule out ever doing it again.
I think that we would want to retain our right to do what we do in our personal lives on our own time with our own money. I mean, I don't know whether that would involve more videos, but certainly I'm not going to say we're ruling that out.
He also told us he believes that this is more of a First Amendment issue.
It comes down to important First Amendment issues and free speech issues, and that's something that's very serious for everybody. And so I think really, rather than say that the university has been embarrassed, I think the university has the opportunity to show that it is on the leading edge of free speech and expression.
But the university is saying we were embarrassed.
Oh, yes.
So whether you think we should have been or not, we are embarrassed.
Here's what he asked of interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan, because he was able to do cross with her on Wednesday.
How has it damaged the university's reputation?
That everywhere I go, people are concerned. There, besides just the jokes, which are no longer funny, but it's we don't want to be known as porn you.
Porn you.
Oh, she coined that phrase. It's good for her.
I also found it interesting.
How did we miss that one?
She said jokes that are no longer funny. A, what were the jokes? And B, did you actually laugh at them?
At what point were they funny?
Right.
Is there a period?
Good man comedy curve.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, more from the doctor.
We're the top comprehensive in the universe, in the UW system. We want to be known for the quality of our academic programs. This is a problem. It's a problem when our donors say they won't give money. It's a problem when our alumni are embarrassed. And yes, this too shall pass. But the fact that, again, Joe, you don't seem to understand that this was problematic concerns me. The fact that you don't think there's reputational damage.
If you could show that it hurt enrollment or fundraising, I would concede that, but you can't, can you?
I can tell you that we've had donors who flat out say, I will never give another penny to this university if Joe Gau is teaching.
So there's that. Now, he did claim and say, well, wait a minute, enrollment has gone up. And he wasn't taking credit saying that the videos or he had a porn star come to campus once many years ago, that has actually helped enrollment. But his argument is, still, you're seeing
the
trajectory.
Show me where it hurt.
Yeah, right. So that was his point there. They went back and forth quite a bit on his firing. They questioned why he would not be part of the investigation. Here was his response.
I didn't refuse to talk to them. I said, I will wait till I get an attorney. They concluded the investigation before that happened. That was their choice. And as we have heard, I did offer to answer their questions in writing.
So we do expect to hear from Gau today. So Gau's going to, we anticipate he'll bring the interim chancellor back today, Betsy Morgan. We don't expect any other witnesses, even though it would be so great if he would bring some salacious witness back, but that's not expected. And then there's going to be a decision made. There's a panel of faculty from UW La Crosse which will ultimately decide his fate. And then, who knows? He has threatened court. In fact, he even threatened litigation yesterday during this back and forth. That, who knows? Maybe this will end up in court. We shall see as the cow trials continue in Onalaska, Wisconsin.
News about your money this morning. WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. The markets were closed for the Juneteenth holiday on Wednesday. Here's where we left things at the end of trading Tuesday. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 38,835. The NASDAQ still in record territory at 17,862. Same for the S&P 500 at 5487. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client. Annex Ignite, financial planning at every level. Details at annexwealth.com.
To do the kind of work that you do, you know, you got to be in great shape and have a lot of stamina.